I think the title was Unprepared. I'm unprepared. But I'm amongst friends. We have three stories in this passage taken on their own. They're enough fodder for three or more sermons. Taken together, they almost make no sense. Mark moves all over the place in this chapter, from Jesus in his hometown, to sending the disciples, to Herod having flashbacks and panic attacks. And the entire explanation as to why Herod responds the way they do. Taken separately, they have their own strengths and tales. Taken together, it takes a bit more work to find a common thread or a tie that connects these stories other than their placement in the sixth chapter of Mark. The first story is pretty simple and straightforward. Jesus goes home and shows up to teach in the synagogue. He teaches and people are amazed. People have the standard conversations. Where did he get this from? He's a product of our schools. We know his parents. How powerful that is. He can't be this smart. He can't be this wise or miraculous. And they take offense at him. They get offended by one of their own showing up as more than what they imagined he could be. They are insulted by the Messiah coming to their own town as one of them. Let that sink in for a minute. The people who have been waiting for a long time for their Messiah are not prepared or willing to see the Messiah show up in their own town as one of the people they know. And so Jesus leaves his hometown. He couldn't do much there, just some healings, and so he moves on, amazed at their lack of faith. Next, Jesus sends the disciples out. He sends them out two by two with nothing for the journey, unprepared, I would assume. They get a staff, no bread, no bag, no money, no credit card, no change of clothes. They get instructions to go and preach and how to handle things if they are welcomed, and how to handle things if they aren't welcomed. They go out and preach, preaching for people to repent. They drive out many demons, and they anoint many sick with oil, healing them. I'm going to assume that there were some protests from the 12 before they were sent out, something along the lines of, I don't know the Bible well enough, or I'm not spiritually mature enough, or I'm not really comfortable preaching. You know the same sorts of things we hear when we ask someone to pray out loud, or to teach Sunday school, or to be an elder or a deacon, or to visit someone in the hospital. Mark doesn't give us any of the conversation, but I wonder if they went without protest. I wonder if they went believing that they could not do what Jesus thought they could do. And then how did it actually work out when they got out into the villages? How many times did they have to shake the dust off their sandals? How many times were they warmly welcomed? What did they believe about Jesus when they went out? And what did they believe when they got back? Of course, the news gets around. It gets all the way to the palace. The work of the disciples are attributed to Jesus, and the miracles make him sound like Elijah or even John the Baptist. This makes Herod very uncomfortable, as it should, for Herod is afraid that someone he killed has come back to life. Herod had John beheaded as a part of a really odd family dynamic. Herod's family makes yours look like stable and normal, I promise you. And now Jesus appears. He appears with disciples like John had disciples. He teaches and teaches a radical form of Judaism that speaks about repentance and justice. He attracts large crowds, does miraculous healings, and pushes on the societal understandings of business as usual. He can see why Herod might be nervous. He turns things upside down. Who is Jesus for Herod? Jesus is the ghost of injustices past. Jesus is a reminder of time when Herod got twisted around and made a decision under pressure that he might regret. I think he does regret. Jesus is a reminder of Herod's past and an unwelcome reminder at that. Jesus is a vision of accountability for an occupying dictator. Jesus is a reminder that Herod's power is not complete, and even the death that Rome demands may not be upheld. Herod's power over life and death is threatened by Jesus. Jesus is a threat to Herod. Jesus appears in three different ways in this passage. He's the son of Mary and Joseph, the carpenter's son, the child from down the block. He cannot possibly be more than what his hometown imagines him to be. He is the Messiah that the village has waited for, and he is not ready and is not ready to find out comes from within their own. Jesus is the miraculous presence that is prayed for and that needs to come from far away, not from across town. Jesus is also the one who sends the disciples out. They may or may not be ready in their own minds to be sent out. Yet he is the one they trust. Jesus is the one they have chosen to follow and place all their hope in. We know that the disciples don't always get who it is that they are following, and yet they go out and they do incredible things in service to Christ. And then there's Herod. For Herod, Jesus is accountability, a reminder of the past, and an unwelcome, disturbing presence. The Christ is a reminder that the power over life and death isn't as much power as Herod thought. What is Jesus doing in our midst that we feel unprepared for? What has he come into town to say that we aren't ready to hear? What has he sent us out to do that we're dramatically unprepared for? And what is being stirred up and out of our past? What is being stirred up out of our past by the actions of God? To this be the glory. Amen.